There were plenty of scandals outside the business world in 2009, but commentator John Ridley says not all of them deserved the attention we gave.
They seemed so important at the time, didn't they? The breaking news over which much blogging was blogged and cable TV careers were made. But as 2009 gets ready to jump its own shark, what seemed monumental then, in retrospect, has all the significance of a Michael Steele press release. So before they're buried in the Potter's Field of Time, let's take a look back on some of the top non-troversies of 2009. The other shoe in the Palin resignation. Remember that huge scandal that was gonna almost just about pretty much for sure break days after Sarah Palin left office? She was pregnant with John Edwards' love child or something like that. Still waiting for it. Come on, haters. There are better reasons to dislike Palin than her early resignation. Skip Gates versus Sergeant Crowley. What happens when an arrogant object meets an overzealous force? Welcome to post-racial America. Carrie Prejean's Miss U.S. Odyssey. Did anyone really care about the answer to a question on a social issue that a woman in bikini and high heels at a beauty pageant gave to an internet blogger who makes his living drawing phallic symbols on celebrity photos? Obama, the teleprompter president. The saw Obama overuses a teleprompter only slightly beat out the Bo wasn't a rescue pooch non-story. And by the way, the birther stuff was so not anything, it couldn't even make the list. Reality TV scandals. From John and Kate to the Balloon Boy family to the Party Crashers, reality TV stars and wannabes prove that truth has more issues than fiction, and fame is best left to those who can handle it, like well-adjusted Hollywood celebrities. A wise Latina. You know, that's the kind of stupid remark you'd think only a dumb white guy could make. Le Fair Tiger. So let me get this straight. A rich young athlete cheats on his former bikini model ex-nanny wife. This is really what dominated the news cycle the same week the president announced his new strategy for the war in Afghanistan and Congress inched closer to universal health care. Congrats, America. You've officially proved your disdain for the relevant. Now, it's been quite a year of overhyped extraneousness, hasn't it? So here's hoping that your 2010 is filled with nothing but significance.
Commentator John Ridley is head writer for The Wanda Sykes Show. You can comment on his essay on the opinion page at npr.org.